Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
There we go, Wednesday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy, 50 degrees. Started off with a balmy day it was yesterday. Same thing, today 73. Anyway, I'm Scott Pisano with Sandy Waters. What's up? We're going to get a thunderstorm this morning coming through.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was windy, though. It was windy yesterday.
But yeah, it was nice.
It was such a weird day, right? It was like I was ready to go for a walk, and then the clouds got really dark, and it was going to rain. I'm like, oh, okay, we can't go for a walk.
Yeah, it was
Then it was really nice, but then it turned really windy.
Yeah.
Then it was really sunny. It was like everything.
It was like a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little everything.
A little unstable out there right now. This big line of thunderstorms to the west. Lots of lightning and thunder and stuff like that coming from Buffalo. Should be coming through the area this morning and be out by hopefully midday. Doubleheader at the ballpark today. 1 o'clock, 1:05 game, and the 6:05 game for the Rochester Red Wings. I'm wearing my Red Wings jersey.
I know. You're throwing out the first pitch today.
Hey now.
Which one are you throwing out the first pitch for both games?
No. Oh. 1 o'clock, 1:05. I think we gave away four packs for that, too. And I think we got more tickets to give away on Friday, also. Big homestand going on. Wings lost last night. The eighth inning, it was like a home run. We're like, oh, Buffalo Bisons are really playing, so that's
all
right.
Did you practice at all, the first pitch?
Yeah, with my dog.
You did?
Yeah.
It's the only person that will practice with you?
Yeah, the only person that can go get it and bring it back to me.
How'd you do? Do you feel confident today?
No.
Oh.
I
hope that there's not a 7-year-old that goes before you.
Oh, there will
be. That's always embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, I'm honored. I really am. But I did it last year, or Ellie did it last year, actually. I got out of it. I brought my daughter with me. I'm like, let's let her do it. She's like, oh, yeah, that'd be cute, right? So I have the ball, the commemorative ball. They give you the actual ball, which is really cool. But I didn't want to practice with it because I didn't want to get it all scuffed up. You know, you want to, you know, you don't want it to land in dog poop or mud.
That's going to bring down the value of it.
That
day you sell it.
Yeah, no. But so like I ended up using like a rubber, like a koozie dog ball thing. So it doesn't have the weight to it. It was just like a plastic squeezy toy. So that was my three throw practice for today's.
I wonder how bad it would be if you took Ellie out of school so she could do it again for you.
You know what? She was sick on Monday, so she missed school 2 days ago. She just went back to school yesterday. I can't do that to her.
She's in second grade.
No, she's not. She's in first grade.
She's in first grade.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You have no idea the stuff they're learning. It's crazy. We walked
elementary school are the years where you can pull your kid out of school earlier. Teachers are going to hate me saying that out loud.
I know.
But when you're planning like vacations and stuff, you always go slightly off the spring break schedule, February break, so you don't have to hit the rush.
Right.
And your kids are in elementary school. It's okay.
Yeah.
As a parent, you feel like it's okay? I don't know if it's really okay.
I feel bad because, like, the stuff they're learning in first grade is blowing my mind. This isn't just ABC 1-2-3 stuff. She comes home. She goes, Dad, did you know the pharaohs in Mesopotamia? And I'm like, what? They're learning about,
oh,
like,
my gosh.
I'm like, what? Stop using big words. We went to Lowe's day before yesterday to get some stuff for the basement kitchen sink. It was squirty. And she wanted to go through the garden center. And I'm like, okay. She's like, Dad, I want to get a Venus fly trap.
Oh my God.
Because it traps bugs and it's got poisonous substances that dissolve the insects on the. I'm like, dude, you're learning this in first grade? And by the way, we got to bring this up sometime in the next couple of days about the Venus fly. My wife is like almost scared of a Venus fly trap. She's not in this house.
I wouldn't want one either.
Why?
No.
Okay.
No,
what? Why?
It's creepy.
What do you mean it's like, creepy?
Well, I don't know if I've ever actually seen one in person. Maybe, what was that movie? Oh my God, what was the movie where they had a big Venus fly trap?
Oh, yeah. Little
what
Shop.
Was that
no,
movie?
What was it called? Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ruined it for me.
They don't get that big. They don't talk. They don't eat people.
That ruined it. It's done.
It's like a baby cactus with one little spike on it. Maybe, yeah, no, like five
full spikes. I want to see it. Eat its prey?
It doesn't chew it. You never had one as a kid?
No.
Oh, man. Spazzano and Sandy, waking you up. Hey, I got quite a thunder boomer coming through the Rochester area anytime now here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spazzano and Sandy. Scott Spazzano, Sandy Waters. What's up, Yanni?
Hello.
You're yawning a lot this morning.
I know. This is a tough morning for all
dirge.
Of us.
Say, well, it's Middle Child Wednesday. Today's your day.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're wearing a claw clip right now in your hair, get it out of your hair. It's dangerous.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Do you know what a claw any ladies wearing a claw clip? If you're a guy, you know what it is, right? It's the clip.
It's the name says it all.
Yeah, it kind of says it all, right? It's a hair clip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I need like a medical professional or somebody who can validate if this is true or not, or if this is just an urban legend.
What?
Because I have an irrational fear of claw clips.
Why?
Ever since.
Is it to go back to the Venus flytrap story from a few minutes ago?
No. I'd like to catch humans in it. Because
it looks like the Venus flytrap.
It kind of does look like it. No, whenever I get in the car, I will take out my claw clip. Because a dear friend of mine, Tamara, told me that she knew someone who got into an accident wearing her claw clip and the teeth of it jammed into her skull.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh God. So now I remove it. But is that true? Is that an urban legend or is that legitimate a thing?
I'm sure that could probably happen, but you're still getting into an accident whether you're wearing a claw clip in your hair or not.
Yeah, but she goes, it was horrible to take each of the, like, how many clips, how many teeth? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teeth in my skull? Impaled through my head.
Not into
so
the
now
bone.
I'm so paranoid. I take it out, and I don't know if anyone's ever heard that before. If this is an urban legend, or if that's legitimately,
I've never heard it before. I don't know if it's a thing. That's funny. Your various little scattered neuroses are very interesting to hear about daily. They really are.
Like, if it's a legitimate thing, if someone calls it to the show, like a firefighter or an EMT or whatever, and says, yeah, don't do that. That's like the worst That's the worst injury after a car accident.
Well, then
I think this should be a public service announcement.
What about wearing a pair of glasses or sunglasses? Get in a car accident, the airbag goes off and impales that into your nose.
Well, that is true, but it's not like a knife into your nose. This is like wearing 8 forks stabbing in the head.
Yeah, it just breaks the skin. Doesn't go into your bone. It's plastic.
Yeah, see, she made it sound like it went straight into the bone, and then they had to dig through. It was a traumatic story when she told it, and I don't know if it's a true story.
That's an urban legend. It's got to be. Urban legend.
Because I was on social media yesterday, and I saw a woman talking about the same damn thing, and I'm like, oh, it's not just me who's freaked out about this. So I don't know if it's just all of us ladies, somebody.
Your neuroses do entertain us.
Is it? Is it an irrational? What's your irrational fear? Oh, here we go. I don't have anything. I've never thought of it.
I don't know.
You got something. We all got something.
I don't know. Being lonely.
What's it? Oh, God. It just took a turn.
Well, I really have no. I'm not afraid of anything. I mean,
okay,
you know.
That is true. No, that's yours. That's yours.
You know, it's like, you know.
Yep, that's yours.
Even though I want to be alone all the time, I'm afraid of being lonely.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's part of my ADHD.
I'm doing
a lot of research.
You are alone quite often because your wife travels a lot. Your daughter goes to school now. The dog doesn't want to have anything to do with you. Or no, is the dog coming around to you or still has nothing?
Oh, no, it only needs me when it wants to go outside or
something. Okay, yeah. So
I mean, sometimes
it is just you and your 3D printing toys.
Yeah, just toys. Jesus.
Well, I noticed that you're printing a lot of like a Yoda, like a robot.
Buddies. Yeah. But I'm also printing a lot of utilitarian things.
Yeah, but you and your buddies are printing the utilitarian things.
No, the utilitarian, like I'm making drawer spacers for my workbench.
Yeah, you and your buddies that you 3D printed. So you and Yoda, and you probably talk to Yoda like, look at this. Look at this. Look what we're printing today.
Okay.
I can so see you
having
full-on conversations.
Spisano and Sandy.
It's going to get up to 73 degrees, another warm day today. Thunderstorms in the area this morning.
Okay, does anyone else do this? Please let me know, 818-2899. I saw somebody on social, and they wrote, I'm just going to read exactly how they wrote it, because as I was reading it, I'm like, this person is crazy. What are they talking about? And then all of a sudden, hundreds of comments saying, oh, yeah, I do that too. And I go, oh, God. Am I missing something? Have I been doing Rochester wrong? Even though I was born and raised here? Okay, this is what the post says. Okay, I will admit, when I first moved here, I was a bit confused about all the people who seem to drive to the parks / beaches around here and then sit in the parking lot in their vehicles the entire time. I wondered, was it a cultural thing or what? I don't even know what that means. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I get it, all caps.
Uh-huh.
I just sat at the beach in my vehicle with the heat blasting, staring at the lake, because if I have to sit inside my house for one more day, I'm going to lose it. Sure enough, there were others in their vehicles, too, sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah, love it.
Who goes to the parking lot and just sits there?
Those people.
Have you ever done it?
I find myself more and more spending downtime in my vehicle. And it's only because, I don't know, it's only because it's less work to just sit somewhere for a while before you got to do something again. You know?
Okay.
I don't know. It's hard. Like, I'll only do that when I'm in between appointments instead of going home.
Okay.
I got a half an hour. I'll just
that
go
makes
somewhere.
Sense.
Yeah. But
I'll give you that. I'll give that to you.
But to go to like a park and just stare, I can see going to like Duran and watching the lake, because watching the lake is mesmerizing. But
so it's like a drive-in. They're treating it like a drive-in.
Yeah, but I couldn't just sit there. I mean, I had to, like, if I got takeout or something, I'm eating lunch or eating food and sitting.
Some people said that. Some people said they break out of the office, they get lunch, and then they go somewhere, just drive and just sit there.
Yes, I can see
that. I mean, I love my vehicle. I don't want to be sitting in my vehicle just hanging out. I would be like, and I don't know, I can't do it.
I mean, it's also the time of year probably too, right? Or it's too windy or it's a little too cold to get out and, you know, hang out at a picnic table. But you can go somewhere where it's kind of like tranquil and just chill.
Who else does this 818-2899? This is kind of like the, and I would say more moms do it than dads, but probably parents who sit in the driveway after they get home from work and just sit there.
Yeah, my wife does that. And it's, you know, it's talking to clients and doing work and stuff like that because it's too
chaotic. She doesn't sit there and just decompress?
I mean, whenever she comes, you know, she's home and the dog's going nuts, right? And she's sitting in the driveway. One time I went out, I'm like, you know, like the kind of like mind, like, what's going on? She puts her finger up. She goes, I'm on the phone. I'm like, oh, okay. So she
okay, that's different. I think some people actually have said that
they just sit.
Unless she's lying to you, unless she's acting like she's on the phone, like, get away from me. The reason why I'm sitting in this driveway is so I can have a moment to myself. Because if you think about it, really, think about your day. How often do you really get a moment to yourself? And you cannot include the shower in the bathroom.
Right. I see it. I see a lot of, like construction guys will go sit in their trucks and eat their lunch, or drive around, drive somewhere, park, eat, come back to the job.
Specifically going to a beach or a park and just sitting in your car and just being. Try it today if you haven't. Report back tomorrow. Is this a thing?
It's pretty cool.
It is wild how many people. Hundreds. I'm not even kidding you. Hundreds of comments. I do that too. Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Where's your favorite park? And then they started to talk about favorite parks and parking lots. I'm
like,
what
is happening?
Oh,
my God. That's funny.
That is awesome. So, anyhow, try it today, I guess.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
That's right. You the birthday. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano, Sandy, how are you this morning?
Oh,
running through a little bit of rain this morning, then we'll see 73 degrees and clouds.
Okay, so yesterday there were points of the day that it was wet, it was windy in Rochester. But for us in Rochester during this time, that's good, get outside and enjoy a walk kind of day, even though it was a little windy.
It was a warm wind.
Yeah, we like it. We like it. We'll take anything. We'll take any night kind of nice day we can get. So anyhow, so I was going for a walk with my mini schnauzer, Walter. And there was this kid, probably late teens, maybe even early 20s, riding his motorcycle around the neighborhood. Now, it's not like a big Harley type motorcycle. It's like a little, I don't even know what the hell you call it.
Was it a crotch rocket or a, or a dirt bike?
I don't know the difference. Okay. So let's just say like a moped kind of thing. It was in a motorcycle, but it was fast.
Two wheels and fast.
Yes, very fast, like zooming. But I'm like, eh, whatever. Okay, fine. Zooming around the neighborhood.
Did it sound now, like, eh?
It sounded like a freaking motorcycle, but not as big. I don't know. Okay. It's a fast bike. Okay.
So you know this kid?
So, well, I don't. If he was standing in front of me in line at Wegmans, I would not know he lived in my neighborhood. But he went to his house, so I do know the parents.
Oh, okay.
Not best friends with the parents, but friendly. That, like, wave by each other, neighborhood relationship kind of thing.
Sure.
Okay. So this kid was riding his bike kind of fast. Right. That wasn't the problem. He went around once, went back to his house, and picked up another kid. So now they're both on the bike. The kid in the back has a helmet on. He now does not have a helmet.
Oh, he let him use his helmet, the passenger?
Yes. Now here's the question. what do you do? Because there is an age where you think nothing of it, no big deal. But then you hit an age where you're like, oh my gosh, all the things that could go wrong are flashing before my eyes.
Yeah, you turn from party girl to protective mom, and all of a sudden you see things way differently.
I mean,
you wanted to mom that kid, didn't you? You wanted to mom him.
I so wanted to mom that kid.
Hey, you, slow down there, mister.
What do you do? And I'm sure I'm not the only person that has
all right.
A kid in the neighborhood riding a bike really fast.
You don't do anything.
You don't even go tell the parent?
No, you don't tell the parents. No.
Is this the one time you read out the kid to the parents?
You can't. I mean, you can't.
It's dangerous. If his mom knew, she would have been flipping out.
You can't. You'll be that neighbor that for eternity.
Okay, and then what if the kid falls off the bike and gets hurt, now I could have saved his life?
It's your fault. Yes, it's your fault. Stop caring so much about other people. Jesus. How's that wrong with you?
That's the statement of the morning.
Yes. Stay out of other people's business is what it means. Unless you know their first and last names and you know this kid, you've been to his birthday parties, then you have a little more authority to tell him to slow down or I'm going to tell your parents. That's what you do. You flag the kid down, like, dude, you're doing this wrong. You want your parents to know, or do you want to go fix this? Don't do this again, because I don't want to see you blood and guts all over the place.
Okay, I feel like that was a young boy. I feel like a dad could do that. You could take that approach. It would be fine if I wave my arms up and down, flagging him to stop.
Yeah.
Young man, no, it wouldn't come across the same way with me if I scolded him. He's nearly 20. He was like late teens, 20s.
Well, you don't have to put your hands on your hips and say, young man. You could be a little more cool.
That's how it's going
to
come across to him. If I were to go to his parents, and I don't know if anyone's ever been in this situation where a friend or a neighbor ratted out your kid in some way. Do you appreciate that as the parent? Or do you, like, get out of my business?
Just ask that first question, because I do. Okay. Do you appreciate that as a parent?
Yes.
On paper, you think you would, but you don't, because it's embarrassing. You've embarrassed me as a parent. You've basically passive aggressively that I'm not keeping an eye on my kid. That's why you need to stay out
of
business.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, but you know me. I'm a disaster of a parent.
They don't care.
No
they
need
don't
to get
you.
Embarrassed with me.
They don't know you. You're at the high, nice to see you level wave. You don't even know their names. Can't. Stay away.
Oh, I know their names, I think. Yeah, I think
I know their last names.
I think so. I mean, I can't remember their kid's name, though. Okay.
Young man, so I think it is. I think it's young man.
Well, I ended up doing nothing.
Good.
But it's almost like one of those, like, it does take a village.
I know. And you see stuff and you're like,
And you're going to see it more now. More kids are going to get on these bikes and they're going to, I mean, right? That was like the big thing. The town of Webster is like, stop riding your bikes in the park. You're going too fast it's dangerous.
Let the town scold the parents.
Oh, call the police officer in the neighborhood.
Oh, God.
Is that what you were trying to?
Is that
what you're saying?
No, not at all. I'd stay out of it. It's coming
up. Okay, young man, if you're listening right now, just slow down. Just put on a helmet.
Okay, young man.
Hey. Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Good morning. I just had an out-of-body experience here on The Buzz. Staring at a clock that counts down to zero and watching the next thing happen again. It was amazing.
Thing that happens is supposed to be you.
Yeah, I know. Then I'm like, oh, that was me. Anyway, Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, rain in, then out today, then clouds this afternoon, about 73 degrees.
This is the story that everybody is talking about today because it is just so bizarre.
If you haven't heard of it yet, it happened, yesterday afternoon, right?
Yeah, around 12:15, 12:30-ish. Yeah. And we're reporting it in the news all morning long. Mm-hmm. But Lake Avenue near Augustine Street in Rochester's Maplewood neighborhood.
Yeah, right down the street.
A 2.5-story rental home completely destroyed by an explosion.
It blew up and it's just in shambles. And they had to tear the whole thing down. That's crazy.
I mean, the entire thing, the roof blew apart. It is in the firefighters, when they arrived there, like, there wasn't even really that much fire.
Yeah.
Surprisingly little fire
at
first.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody was injured. They said no one was in the house. They went through the home. You know, they had the police dogs and all that stuff went through.
Which that, if it's a rental property, I don't know how many families are living in that home. Because I saw somewhere it's multi-unit,
yeah.
I saw somewhere, but I'm not positive.
Could be a couple.
But it's amazing that there was nobody there. Thankfully, nobody.
Maybe,
but the neighbors were all like, we thought it was a car crashing into a house, because you hear those stories all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate when that's where your mind goes.
Yeah, it's maybe there, you know, everybody from that residence was working, you know, was right around lunchtime, a little after lunchtime. Really bizarre. And thank God nobody was hurt.
They're thinking some people are saying gas leak. And that's not confirmed, but that's what some...
That seems like the most obvious, right? What else would cause a house to just,
that
like,
freaks me
explode
out,
like that?
The gas leak situation,
that
freaks me out, because that, you don't know. You can't smell gas.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. They actually put smell in it. They put smell in natural gas, residential natural gas. CO2 you can't smell.
Okay.
Yeah.
CO2. So then if there was a gas leak, you would have smelled something, or do you ignore it?
Well, you don't
do
ignore it.
Did they leave the stove on? Did people do that?
I mean, that's old school. But like, I would imagine there was a leak and then, you know, nobody was around, and then a, you know, static or spark, something just lit it. Again, I'm no investigator, but I did see a bunch of the people talking about it on some of the news stations. And this one guy had a really cool take on it. And I feel the same way. And when he said it, I'm like, oh, dude, I can't believe you're saying that, because I feel like that and it's wrong.
Oh, what?
But then he redeemed himself.
Oh, no.
He said something along the lines of, you know, the 5-year-old me would think, oh, this is so cool.
He said that? That was his quote on TV?
Yeah, but then he qualified it with, but the adult in me shows concern for, you know, he goes, yeah, the 5-year-old in me, so seeing all the firefighters and fire trucks and exploded house. And I'm like, oh, God. You
such
just say
a
that
male
out loud.
Way to react
no,
to that.
No, this was such a perfect guy. He was a dude. Then he says, but the adult me, I'm just very concerned that it happened in the neighborhood. I'm so happy that nobody got hurt. And I'm like, he kind of redeemed himself on that. But he started off like just the way I thought.
That like, would have been your quote. You would have said that.
Yeah, but I'm a dummy. I would have just ended at the 5-year-old me would have said, oh, that was cool. And not, you know, did the adult version of it.
I am so surprised and thankful that the houses, you would think, like, all our houses, unless you live in, like, really, I mean, normally in neighborhood, your houses are kind of close.
Yeah,
they're fairly tight.
Right.
If one house explodes, you would think that, you know what I mean? Like, the houses on either side
would have damage.
Ruined.
Yeah, yeah.
Or nobody was hurt in those homes either. There
no.
was damage, but.
Yeah, this lady's like, you know, one lady said, my windows didn't go out, but stuff fell off the walls and stuff broke.
Could you imagine those people? They're away at work.
Yeah.
They come home and they're like, wait,
okay. Man.
It's like when you're walking in the parking lot after being in the mall for so long and you're like, wait, I think my car, I lost my car. I lost my car.
Yeah, car's
That's
gone.
How they drove into the neighborhood. And they're like, someone stole
God.
My house.
That's horrible, man. All your possessions, like, I mean.
Everything.
Oh, God. I mean, you know, you imagine, like, if there's a fire in your house, you grab your laptop or your phone or your
Where
know,
are you going?
A jacket.
I hope they have family. Like, where do you. That's just.
Yeah. You go to
and
family.
And what neighbor is calling them? Hey, listen, something happened at your house.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. But it was a out-of-town landlord, which I don't know if that makes a difference. If they're keeping, they said there was no violations to the house. There was no screaming, like, you know, red flags
right.
or anything.
Right, wasn't being condemned or anything.
So the story is developing more, and yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they end up finding out what the cause was.
Just crazy.
One action, two opinions. You decide. Spezzano and Sandy's jerk or justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so we got a voice message, and we appreciate when you leave us messages, good jerker justified ideas. Mm-hmm. Voice message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Mm-hmm. We're going to play it for you. Listen closely now because you're deciding jerker justified. And the first call through will win tickets. 818-2899.
Yeah, first call through gets Bruce in the USA. That's a tribute show for Springsteen coming on the 30th at the auditorium. All right, take a listen to this.
Scott, there was something you said earlier this morning that got me so frustrated because my contractor just did the same thing. Now, you were saying, like, your contractor didn't show up because Ellie, your daughter, is sick, but there's somebody in his family that has a compromised immune system, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But my contractor didn't show up when my son was sick, and he has no excuse other than he doesn't want to be in the house when someone's sick. But my son is upstairs. He's not downstairs. He's not interacting with the contractor. So now my project has been delayed another week, and because he's juggling my job and another job at the same time. So now I have to wait. So I think you guys should do it in Jerk or Justify.
I triggered her, didn't I?
You did?
Yeah.
You triggered a lot of people.
Yeah.
When the contractor bails out, a no-show, because your kid's upstairs sick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it doing? A jerk justified. What do you say?
I'm going to say this person is, it depends what room they're in. What are you doing the work? Are you doing the work upstairs? Are you doing it downstairs? If you're downstairs?
She said, my son's upstairs.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's the work is being done downstairs.
That's
upstairs.
It's not justified. They should be able to do the work.
He's a jerk.
100%.
A jerk. Yeah. Okay. Got it. That's a good one. I like it. Who's this? What's your name?
My name is Jack Majer. I actually met you before. I know your nephew's, from York Central.
Oh.
My wife taught at York.
Oh, my.
I taught at York. Yes, sir.
How's that, dude? That's great.
Well, you truly are
small
part
world
of the Buzz fam.
Yeah.
Then.
And now you got a pair of tickets to go see Bruce in the USA, the Springsteen and E Street Band tribute show. It's coming to Westchester Auditorium Theater on.
I'm a huge fan. I've seen the guy like 10 times.
Oh,
my son
I know.
Just called me yesterday, asked me if I wanted to go.
Oh.
I'm headed to his house right now to watch my grandchild, and I'll tell him I got tickets.
You got tickets.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, man. This show is coming on 30th of April, this at the end of this month.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just put it on my calendar last night.
Okay.
Love it.
Awesome, dude. Hold the line. I need to get your info, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, John. Hold on, man. Wow. How neat. All right. Let's get another one here. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Jerk and Justified. Hi, Jerk and Justified.
Hello.
Hello. What do you say?
Hold on, I was calling you on two phones. I don't know which phone this is.
Oh, you cheater.
No,
I got
because
two phones.
I was calling on two phones because I really wanted those Bruce tickets.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want the first.
Man.
But you know what? You're a really important person with two phones.
No, I'm not. It's because, honestly, I use one as a landline because I lose my phone all the time.
Oh,
oh my God, you lose your phone. Okay. So we unfortunately or fortunately gave those tickets away,
but
we would love to hear what you say about this jerk or justified.
Oh, total jerk.
Yeah.
Time is money.
Yeah.
And they probably took off vacation. Like, how do you know the homeowner didn't take vacation to have them come? You know what I mean? So
sure. And you know what?
Yeah.
She mentioned something in that voice message that I think that we should all do from here on. When you hire a contractor, ask them, do you have any other jobs that are going on at the same time? Because
he could have worn a mask too. That's the other thing.
Right,
he could wear a mask.
Right, exactly. All right, jerk it is. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Bye.
We'll have more tickets tomorrow.
Yes, promise. Hi, the boss. Jerk justified.
Hi, I think it's jerk.
Yeah. You know, unless the kid's got like leprosy or typhoid fever or something.
That's old school.
Something.
You know what I'm saying? I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, jerk. I get it. Thank you. All right. Well, would we call this one a home run slam dunk?
Yeah, because all the messages that are coming in, too, are saying, jerk, that feels extreme, jerk, the whole project is delayed over something that might have been not even contagious.
Right.
Yeah, I think everybody is unanimous.
The verdict is...
All righty then.
man.
Jerk.
Jerk.
Or justified.
98.9 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, what are you... Look at your face is just priceless right now.
Thank you.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, how does the story end? We have more tickets for you. This time it's, what, Billy Idol tickets, right?
Yes.
So we need first call through, 818-2899. You're going to win no matter what.
Just play along with us. Have some fun. Call now, 818-2899.
First call. 98.9 The Buzz.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Aging control systems can increase downtime and risk. Graybar helps you plan the right automation upgrades to improve reliability and prepare for what's next. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, good morning, 98.9 The Buzz, 8 o'clock hours, Pisano and Sandy. We're going to play How Does the Story End for Billy Idol Tickets.
Let's go to the phones here.
Good morning, The Buzz. How are you, Zess?
Did you?
What happened there for a second? What was that?
You won.
I love it.
Yay. Well, you didn't officially win just yet. You have to first guess how does the story end.
First, what is your name other than
My name is Margo.
Okay, Margo. I think you've called before, right?
I'm a very long time listener. I did a whole spiel on Wegmans for you guys. I thought they were going to call to hire me for their
Margo. Okay, ready? I'm going to tell you a story, and then you have to guess how the story ends. Are you ready?
Okay.
Actually, this story happened to me.
Oh, dear.
Yesterday was one of those days where I was just busy all day, somehow got nothing done. You know that feeling like you work, and then there's nothing to show that you did any work. Oh. Okay, so I decided I need a reset. I grab Walter, my mini schnauzer. Uh-huh. Now, Walter doesn't believe in a casual stroll. The beginning of every walk is basically a sprint. I'm half jogging over here, half being escorted against my will.
Wait, who's walking who here?
Yeah, I know. Okay. That's the question.
I see what you mean. I see. Yeah.
Okay, we head down the street, around the bend, about 20 houses in, and boom, he stops. No warning, just locks in, makes eye contact like this is happening. He does his business,
okay.
If you know what I mean.
All right.
So I reach into my pocket, and my stomach drops. No bags. None. Not even a crinkly old emergency one. And I am just standing there in someone else's yard, realizing that I am wildly unprepared for this moment. How does the story end?
I was going to say that you took off your shoe and used it as a storage.
Yeah. I put the poop in my shoe? Is that what you're saying?
Everyone listening to this story knows that there is no way in hell Sandy's leaving that poop on that person's
exactly.
dress.
Exactly. If you know Sandy Waters, she not only she afterwards she bleach wipes the area.
And lays a little fertilizer.
Right. Yeah.
By any my two guesses would be one, you knocked on a door, two, you looked for a trash can to find a scrap.
Oh, wow. To find a scrap to pick it up with. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So which one? So first I knocked on a door and then, like, which one did I do? Put the poop in the shoes?
It's one of those two. And I think you'd be really nervous to knock on. What time of day was it?
It was in the middle of the day. It was one.
Yeah, you knocked on a door.
Oh. I knocked on a door.
Knocked on a door. Okay.
Scotty?
I think you kicked it into the road.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not on anybody's property except the town's.
You both lock in your answers?
Is that your final answer, Margo?
That's my final answer.
Ooh, the tension builds.
So
I didn't win anyway.
I know. Are you on anyway?
I am standing there.
Yeah.
My internal debate. Do I come back later? Do I pretend I don't see it? Do I move to a new neighborhood entirely? And then I remember, I always have tissues in my pocket.
Oh, no.
So I reach in and I pull out four very neatly folded Kleenex that suddenly felt wildly underqualified for the job ahead. I reached down and scooped it up, holding out my arm as if I'm carrying a bomb. My hand starts to get tingly. Hot. 20 houses around the bend, and I that's how I was doing it.
Congratulations. That is unreal.
That's not fair because you said you didn't have anything in your pocket.
Well, I didn't have bags in my pocket.
Well, the assumption was you didn't have anything on you to pick up the poop.
Margo, you won the tickets anyway. It doesn't matter.
It's my story, Margo. That's how it ended.
That's great. We're so happy for you, Dan.
You are going to see Billy Idol on Friday, August 14th at Darien Lake Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations, Margo. You're going to see Billy Idol.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thanks for being on the Buzz. We appreciate it.
Thanks. You guys are terrific. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what I did yesterday? You know those little, that they look like a giant pill that you can keep your bags in? The doggy poopy bags? I actually found one in a drawer, so I attached it to the leash holder just so we'll never get into that situation. I almost had a premonition that I was going to get caught.
Oh, you felt it.
I felt
my hot hand with my... Oh, the tissue was getting hot. It was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? And I'm trying to be so smiley and happy as I walk by other neighbors.
Why do they stop and talk to you? You're like...
Spisano and Sandy. Imagine some of you are already at work. Some of you are on the road ready to go to work. Imagine being at work and you see this guy on your Ring cam trying to break into your house with your pregnant wife and child inside.
Door. Where's your daughter, man? Where's your daughter,
man? What are you talking about?
Where's your daughter? Who's in there with you?
Bro, if you don't
leave the door. Open this door, I'm breaking the down. You understand me?
Bill, the father.
There you go. That was crazy. He was kicking, screaming, ranting.
This is the Ring cam that everybody is talking about. So the guy, you hear the calm voice, like, what are you doing? Leave my property. That was the guy who owns the house. He was at work.
So he wasn't even in the house.
He was not even in the house.
Damn.
His wife and child were hiding in the house because this crazy guy approaches the house, starts kicking at the door, he had a trench coat on, and he started to, I don't know what character it was. He was assuming a character. I don't know if it was a video game or a movie. Somebody tell me. He was just talking irrationally, but the where's your daughter is what people really can't get out of their mind.
Yeah. Did he think that she was in trouble or that he was mad at her?
I don't know. He doesn't know that. Like, I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So then he, okay, so then he's, this continues on, and the guy's trying to calmly say, leave my house, leave my house. And then all of a sudden, the guy, after punching and kicking the door and all this stuff and having a little meltdown, temper tantrum, he walks around, gets into the house from the back door, sliding glass door.
Oh, my God.
He's walking up, and now you can see. And I don't know if there's ring cams in the house then, because you can see him walking down the hallway, kicking at doors. Where are you? Where are you? The dad comes home, drives home from work. He has a shovel in his hand, and he approaches the guy. They have a little scuffle. Police come, take him away.
Damn, that's scary. He got in the house.
He got in the house. From the sliding glass door. So everybody right now, if you haven't left the house yet, or the minute you get home from work, you put one of those dowel rods or some piece of wood on your sliding glass door so you can't open it.
Sounds to me like that wouldn't have stopped him anyway. He probably would have just broken the glass. But Jesus, that's creepy. Now, he did get arrested and everything's good.
He did.
Okay.
Would you be able to, I am so impressed with that father who was so calm.
Yeah.
Sitting at his desk, talking, trying to rationalize with this guy. Could you do that? I don't know if I would be able to.
You almost kind of, I saw the pattern. I kind of feel like in order to not escalate and get to the crazy guy's level, right, may make it worse. So, like, that's why you try to do the opposite and just be calm. You know what I'm saying? If you start a rant and raving back at the guy, that's going to make him be more aggressive, it seemed to me. That was the impulse I got from it.
And then he's gone, and then you are driving. I don't know where he worked. I don't know. I don't understand that part, how long it took him. It couldn't have taken him that long to get home.
Must not have
and
been
then
far
he had
away.
A shovel, so I don't know. It didn't. I don't know if he got the shovel from work, from his garage.
From
I don't
his
know
truck,
why.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure that part of it either. But to approach the guy, too, in your house, the whole thing is just outrageously crazy. And now people are like, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Should I be more aware of who I leave at home alone? Do you now change your mindset on leaving your 13 home alone? Or your 10-year-old, or I don't know, what's the age? Does that change after this?
No, because this is one in 370 million people in the United States happening.
This was in California, by the way.
Yeah, and it only got attention because it was crazy, you know.
So do you think ring cameras are making us safer or just more paranoid?
They're making you more paranoid.
They're making me, because now I'm thinking,
<Not me. laughs>
actually, it justifies my rationale for ducking and hiding whenever the doorbell rings and I pretend I'm not home. See, this is why I'm keeping my family safe.
Doesn't it, like, I mean, do you have a ring set up where it goes to your phone, you can see who's there, or no?
It's on the porch. It's not a ring cam.
Right.
But there's a camera on the porch.
Right. But you can pull it. Say you're hiding in the closet. You can see where he is. Or you're at work. You can see who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think it makes us safer. I think people understand, you know, now they're being captured around pretty much a lot of people's houses these days. You know, their image.
There is a side of this. There is a group of people who say they feel bad for that guy because he obviously has some mental illness happening. I don't know why. I don't know what his backstory is. I don't know if they released that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere I saw, and I'm not sure if this is accurate or not, but someone said he was former military and he had, I don't know if that is a true statement, but some people say they feel bad for him. Can you feel bad for someone and terrified of them at the same time?
I can feel bad for him. I could be mad at him. I could also sympathize with mental illness. So, but none of that happens until the last part of that thought. I don't want to feel bad for him first and then be like, oh, you know.
The little girl, right, who was hiding where, I don't know where she was hiding, thankfully, she was hiding successfully. She's traumatized. That little girl is going to be traumatized. This is always going to be in the back of her mind, right? Yeah. That's going to impact her an adult in some way.
Good morning, Abaz.
Hi, my name is Christopher Clark. I was actually just listening to the radio station, and I heard about that video that you guys were talking about with the guy.
Did you see it?
Yes, actually, I did.
Yeah.
Yes. That video that you guys are talking about with, there's actually a Ring camera inside that guy's house.
Yes, right.
Okay.
And the father actually asked, like, realized the fact that the guy actually had PTSD.
So was he talking, like, he was talking military, right? Like, I saw a quick clip of him trying to diffuse the situation by saying...
The video that I watched, he actually was able to, like... Because off camera, I guess it must have been like the kitchen or something, because the guy apparently knew the layout of the house.
Wow.
He actually was able to defuse it and then realize that the guy that broke in to the house was former military, because as soon as he realized that he had PTSD, he goes, "Are you former military?" And then as soon as the guy like said something, and he flipped, and it was like, "Oh, okay." And then he calmly got him outside. That's when the cops showed up, and that's when everything else happened.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, didn't he say, "Yes, sir, thank you, sir"? Or, like, he was all of a sudden in soldier speak. You know, "Yes, sir, I will."
Yeah, no, as soon as the dad asked if he was former military and, you know, thought that he may be having PTSD, as soon as he asked if he was former military, the guy's mind just flipped.
It flipped. He just snapped out of it. That's crazy.
As shaken up the family is by this, do you feel bad for him knowing that side of the story? Do you almost forgive him knowing that side? If that happened to your wife and your daughter?
To be honest, if that happened to my family, I would be the same way. I'm actually former military myself, so I can kind of tell the PTSD side of it. So slightly bad, but I mean, if you broke into my house, I'd be doing the same thing that dad was.
Yeah, no, you go into protect mode, right?
Oh yeah, no, I definitely would go in protect mode. Yeah. I'm former Marine, so that's kind of my second nature.
I would not want to break into your house. Put it that way.
But this story ended better than it could have. There are so many things that could have gone really bad with this story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that definitely could have been a lot different if the guy couldn't have, you know, saw the signs and stuff like that. Like, I'm assuming that the father had somebody in the military and was able to understand.
Yeah.
He could see the signs, and that's when I think the dad realized, okay, this guy must be having a PTSD episode, and decided to, you know, try and defuse it that way, which that actually helped a lot, because that's when the guy calmed down and, you know, did what his father asked him to do and just walked outside, sat, you know.
Right.
Really hope this, because it is catching on and going so viral, I hope that we focus on not the paranoia part of this, which it is frightening, but I hope we focus on the mental health of the military.
Absolutely.
Yeah. From my understanding, I think the guy actually got the help he needed because of the father doing what he did.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I was reading a bunch of the comments from the both videos, and a lot of people were sitting there saying, "I hope the guy got help that he needed." Somebody said that, you know, I think they took him to the hospital and everything like that to get him checked out.
Yeah, exactly. But in the moment, you're angry, you're scared, and then you realize that that's that kind of issue. Then I do have some sympathy for him, because he couldn't control himself.
I definitely have sympathy towards it, but I mean, if you're breaking into somebody's house, and I mean, the dad, I don't know where the dad worked either, but if you're able to do that kind of fast, like, I know I work all the way out in Avon, and I live in Batavia, but it's like, I would definitely be racing home.
Yeah, you'd be going 130 on the way home. Yeah. I know. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening to The Buzz. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye. It's coming up on 8:37 now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, later on this afternoon, like around 1 o'clock, it's going to be it's going to either be the most amazing moment in time, or the most humiliating.
I'm turning your mic off. Don't you dare say that.
Well, we have to talk about it.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy, weekday morning starting at 6:00, only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Getting a data center online takes precision. Graybar helps you stage, schedule, and deliver the critical products you need to keep projects on time. Yep, Graybar does that.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you're trying to make me look insecure and foolish.
Absolutely not.
And you are a pretty much achieving that. It's 98.9
the Fox. I'm not doing anything. I'm just giving you the credit you deserve, the attention, the rah-rah, the cheer. I'm your cheerleader. I'm your biggest fan. Blech. And probably the only fan when you throw out the first pitch today at the Red Wings game. Just me. Hey, go, Scotty!
Are you coming? Are you going to support
me? No, absolutely
me?
Not. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
But,
great. You know, we are giving away 4-pack of tickets for the game Friday here on the show. So make sure you listen for that. Just so, you know, Red Wings and Buffalo Bisons. They get doubleheader today, 105 and 605.
What? Yeah, and you're throwing out the first pitch today.
At the 1
now, last
game, yeah.
Year, when you were asked to throw out the first pitch, mm-hmm. and you were like, I'm fine, I'm not nervous, I'm fine. And I'm like, are you nervous? Are you practicing? No, I'm fine. Yeah. And then you have your daughter throw out the pitch.
Oh, man.
The nerves
great.
Got to you, didn't it? You were trying to play it cool.
No, man. I just was being a good dad.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay.
You get one shot at making that pitch, you know? And you.
It's funny because, and I almost feel bad for you because you're a guy, and this is a horrible stigma, but the stigma exists. When you see a guy come up to the plate, you just assume they're going to do a good job.
Unless you're 50 Cent, of course.
So I can see the added pressure. Like me, there is no expectation when I did it, like zero expectation. Yeah. Everybody was like, just get the ball a few inches and we're good here. Just drop the ball.
That's
and you're
the
good.
Thing. That's the thing that I'm afraid of, that it won't go far enough, or it goes too far, and I push too far, and then it goes way to the left or way to the right. I'm like, ah.
Oh, what is more embarrassing, not far enough or too far?
Not far enough.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
I
mean, too far and off to the left is, you know, whatever.
No, hold on a second. Let me rethink this. Not far enough is expected almost, because everybody's fear is that if you overdo it and you go too far and you like knock a fan in the head or something, somehow it goes over that net or something.
Oh, God.
Then people are going to be like, okay, whoa, settle down, Scott. This is just a game.
Was it one of the worst ones, 50 Cent, when he did it and it like went off and hit a camera guy or something like that? Hit the camera and the lens or what was that?
Oh, I thought it bounced off the ground immediately. I don't remember now.
Not
I just remember
either.
His was embarrassing.
But the one that I do remember, which is the most amazing, was that little gymnast girl. She did like a backflip thing and right into the roundup to like what?
Do a somersault.
Yeah right.
Just watching a grown man somersault is funny in itself. Nobody will even pay attention to the first pitch.
I know.
Well, good luck today at 1 o'clock, right? If you're going to the game, cheer Scotty on.
Yeah.
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
I'm there for the food. Anyway, it's time to get up and get the commercial-free 98 going. And thank you so much for joining us each and every morning on your commute in, or if you're listening at home or at work. Keep us on all day long. Got great tunes.
Yeah, and tell just one friend about the Buzz Fam, because we're always growing our family.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you see anything that happens today that's a good jerk or justified, leave us a voice message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, yep. Or message us on socials 98.9 The Buzz. Right now, it is time to say, we out.
We out, like all of my confidence at the ball game today. See you, bye.
Bye, babies.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.